time for an object of desire. This time from the world of fashion, Kirsty Clements joins us. She's a columnist for New Daily, former editor-in-chief of Vogue Australia. Kirsty, hello.
Hi, Jonathan.
You have in your wardrobe a certain Chanel jacket.
I do have a Chanel jacket, yes. I have a black and cream, pretty classic Chanel jacket, tweed jacket. Yes.
How long have you had that?
Just about 25 years. I've very much saved up for it. I bought that when I was the editor of Vogue, when I was very much the early days of the editorship. I thought, well, I'm very grown up. Now I need a very grown up Chanel jacket. And so I went to Paris and I bought it in Paris.
Oh.
So that I could get the box with the little camellia stuck on it and, yeah, you know, have the whole Paris experience in the Rue Cambon boutique. So, yes, you know, it's a fashion classic. I had been writing about it for years and years and years about, you know, that was one of the fashion classics. And I thought, well, if I have to have something in a grown-up wardrobe, it needs to be that.
I'm interested in that process. So you had set your mind on a particular jacket, or you just wanted to explore the full possibilities?
No, I wanted a classic Chanel jacket because it wouldn't go out of style because you're spending so much money. So I wanted something classic that I would be able to wear for years, whether you put it back with a skirt or whether you put it with a pair of jeans or, you know, that it was something that was just recognisable as that classic tweed jacket. And then I just chose from whatever was in, it was of course not couture, it's ready to wear, so whatever was available in the boutique and then chose from there, which is always nice. You know, you go in and they took a glass of, I think probably champagne or coffee or, and, you know, you spend a time trying them on. It's really lovely. Very high fashion thing to do.
Would have been a lovely experience. Can you take us to that entry to the boutique? What were the choices before you and why this particular jacket?
Well, I went with my fashion editor, which was, I always used to take my fashion editor shopping with me.
As one does.
So, but she had such a good eye. And so she would say, you know, that one's going to, you're going to get more longevity with that one. And that one's just got a, you know, a little bit of a twist to it, but it'll never be. Not that Chanel's gimmicky, but we certainly chose one that isn't gimmicky. And so it's you buy the quality that you're buying in. It's the lining, it's the beautiful, you know, they have it, the chain that is sewn into the hem of the jacket so that it's weighted properly. And there are all these beautiful details, the beautiful the trim on the sleeve that goes back to, you know, really, really old and traditional techniques. So
how did it feel the first time you did slip your arm into that sleeve? When you saw yourself in the mirror, what was conveyed?
I just felt very grown up because it was something I saved for. But like anybody, when you actually got a part with the money, you're kind of like, oh, you know, gasp, I have children and I have, you know, things that I should be thinking about. But it proved to be a good buy because I never bought one. And they're an endless classic. I mean, they're still incredibly, I won't, but you can resell them. And, you know, they're an absolute wardrobe gem, object of desire.
Kirsty, thank you. Beautifully done.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Kirsty Clements and her object of desire, a Chanel jacket.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.